Hey everyone, let's dive right in to the world of long-term investing. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into building a portfolio that can handle, well, pretty much anything. We're talking about weathering those market storms and coming out even stronger.
Exactly. And to help guide us, we're using AQR Capital Management's 7 thoughts on running big money for the long term.
Classic, even though it's from way back in 2009.
You know, it's funny, even though it's geared towards those big institutional investors, the ideas are, well, really spot on for anyone who wants to grow their wealth over time.
Totally agree. This paper's got it going on. So their first thought is embrace risk in the long term. You'll need it. Embrace risk. That's kind of scary sounding. No. What's that all about?
It's all about this thing called the risk premium. See, over the long haul, investors usually get rewarded for taking on more risk. Like historically, riskier assets, think stocks, have done better than those super safe government bonds.
Right. The whole idea being if you can handle those ups and downs, you're more likely to see bigger returns way down the line. But, you know, let's be real. These past, 18 months, they've been a roller coaster. How do you square that idea, that historical data, with all the craziness we've seen recently?
Well, that's where having that long-term view is key. Think about Warren Buffett, right? His whole thing isn't about picking one right stock. It's about having a strategy and sticking to it, even when things get rough. He's been through some major downturns, but because he's in it for the long haul, he's ridden out those storms and come out ahead.
Such a good point. So it's not about avoiding risk completely. It's about having a plan, right?
Yeah.
Knowing what to do when things inevitably take a dip, which takes us to AQR's second point. To survive in the long term, brace yourself for the short term.
Exactly. It's that feeling when you're on a roller coaster, you're at the very top and you know a crazy drop is coming and you just got to hold on tight.
Okay, I'm with you. But how do you actually brace yourself? Does that mean like constantly checking your portfolio, every little dip and rise?
No, it's not about checking it every second. It's about being prepared, really prepared. Like we need to stress test those portfolios. And I'm not talking about a light jog here. Think major stress test. We're talking those oh no moments. 2, 3, even 4 standard deviation events. 2008, remember that? Or how about that wild week in March 2020? Those black swan events, those market crashes no one sees coming, they happen more than we think.
So what do you do? Can you even insure yourself against a market crash?
You can't really buy insurance for everything. But what you can do, what's really key, is have a plan. Have those hard conversations, maybe with yourself, maybe with your advisor, and really ask yourself, okay, what am I going to do if the market drops 10%, 20%, what about 30%? Because if you have a plan, you're less likely to freak out and do something rash when things get bumpy.
Having a plan, that's huge. So it's about being ready, not running away, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
And you know what else helps you weather those storms? Diversifying. That's AQR's third point. Diversify your market risk as much as possible.
Okay, so are we ditching the old 60-40 stocks and bonds thing? Time to shake it up.
It's not about ditching it completely, but more about thinking bigger. AQR is big on this idea of risk budgeting. Think of it like building a house. Yeah, you wouldn't put all the support beams in just one corner. You want that weight spread out nice and even, right?
Yeah.
That's what risk budgeting does for your portfolio.
So instead of just how much money's in each bucket, stocks, bonds, all that, you look at the actual risk each one has for your whole portfolio.
You got it. And they're saying diversify across 4 main things.
Mm-hmm.
Equities, bonds, real assets, and then credit. They argue that if you try to keep the risk from each of these equal, instead of just throwing money in based on how big they are in the market, you get a much smoother ride long term.
Real assets, huh? You know, I'm kind of curious about those. What are some examples? Why are they so important in the mix?
So think real, tangible stuff. Real estate, commodities, infrastructure. The thing is, these guys, they tend to act differently than your usual stocks and bonds. So they add that diversification benefit, you know.
Mm.
They can even help against inflation, which is on everyone's mind these days.
Makes a lot of sense. So are we talking actually buying buildings and stuff? Or can you get into these real assets through like regular investments?
It's a great question. And it really depends on you, right? Your situation, how much risk you can handle. There are definitely ways to get into real assets through funds or ETFs, and that's easier for a lot of people for sure.
Gotcha. So diversifying types of investments, but what about location? Global diversification, is that a thing?
Huge thing for AQR. Now, it can feel weird, right? Especially if your own country seems to be doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, markets go up, they come down, it's a cycle.
Like they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, yeah.
Exactly. You spread those investments around different countries, different regions even, you lower the risk, and you might even find some hidden gems.
Love finding those hidden gems. Speaking of, AQR's fourth point is seek out alpha in the land of beta. Ooh, sounds exciting, kind of mysterious. What's all this alpha talk about?
It's about those hidden gems, those returns that aren't just the market doing its thing. A lot of people think alpha is just about those amazing stock pickers who beat the market, right? Active management.
So you're saying there are other ways to get that alpha?
Exactly. Remember those diversifying assets we talked about?
Yeah.
They can be a source of alpha too, especially if they're not already in your portfolio much. Like say you're heavy on U.S. stocks and bonds, adding emerging market bonds, those are a whole different beast, could really boost your returns without upping your risk that much.
Interesting. So it's not just picking the right stock. It's about strategically adding those asset classes that zig when everything else zags.
You got it. And here's the kicker. It's usually way cheaper than paying those high fees for active management.
Speaking of active management, AQR's fifth point is add as much manager alpha as you can find, net of fees and factors.
Wait, are they saying active management isn't dead after all?
Mm.
Not at all. There are some really skilled managers out there who can make a difference, but you got to be smart about it, realistic. You want someone who can truly get you those extra returns above the market, above those common risk factors, and you get to factor in their fees.
So it's not just beating the market, it's beating it by enough to make up for what you're paying them.
Exactly. One way to do this is looking for managers who know how to spot and use these hedge fund betas. I know, sounds kind of complicated, but stick with me.
Hedge fund betas, okay, you're speaking my language, kind of. What are we talking about here?
So think of these hedge fund betas like the secret sauce, right? What those hedge funds are using to get those returns. They're kind of like these little market quirks that they're taking advantage of. Like one hedge fund beta might be that companies right before they get bought out, they tend to be undervalued.
Mm.
So a merger arbitrage fund might focus on that. What AQR is saying is that you can tap into that maybe without the whole hedge fund thing, all those fees and complexity.
Okay, so how do I get in on those hedge fund betas without like actually going full on hedge fund?
Well, there are these funds out there that are sometimes called like factor-based funds or smart beta funds, and they're trying to capture those specific premiums. AQR, actually, they have this fund, the Delta Fund, and it's all about giving investors access to a bunch of different hedge fund betas, but with lower fees and, you know, it's all out in the open.
Okay, I like it. All the good stuff. None of the not-so-good stuff. AQR's sixth point, now this is speaking to my contrarian heart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to take a contrarian view.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
It's all about going against the grain, you know, not being afraid to put your money where no one else wants to. One person's trash is another person's treasure, right? But really, sometimes the best opportunities are where everyone's too scared to look.
Where do you even find these contrarian opportunities? Like, what should I be looking for? One way is to look for those asset classes or even strategies that have been kind of beaten down for a while, like the past 3 to 5 years. Now, there might be a reason they're down, so do your homework.
Yeah.
But sometimes something gets hit way too hard, and that's your chance, if you're brave enough, to go against the flow.
Give me an example. When has this whole contrarian thing really paid off?
Imagine you were bold enough to buy tech stocks back in, like, March of 09, right after the, you know. Everyone thought it was over for tech. But the ones who saw the opportunity, who were brave enough to buy low when everyone else was freaking out, well, they did pretty well over the next 10 years. Now, it's easy to say in hindsight, right? The hard part is sticking to your guns when everyone else is saying you're crazy.
It's about having that plan and sticking to it, even when things get rough. That actually connects to AQR's last point, their seventh. Be innovative in combining market beta, hedge fund beta, and alpha. It's like taking all these different pieces and building a portfolio that really works for you.
Exactly. There's no one right answer for everyone. You got to figure out your own needs, your own limits, and find that perfect mix of investments.
So it's about balance, right? You want a diverse portfolio, some market risks, a bit of those hedge fund betas, and maybe even some of that actively managed alpha if you can find the right manager.
You got it. And remember, this isn't a one and done thing. You got to stay in the game, keep learning, be ready to change things up if you need to, but always, always keep those long-term goals front and center.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. That's what I always say. Well, we've covered a lot today. Risk, alpha, even a little bit of that contrarian spirit. But if there's one thing I want everyone listening to take away, it's this. Don't be afraid to think for yourself, do your own research, and build a portfolio that's right for you and no one else.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive into the wild world of long-term investing. We hope you got some good stuff out of AQR's wisdom. Until next time, happy investing, everyone.